But that's unacceptable because of the fact that it was only back, I think, in October last year that the HSE had a meeting with a number of TDs and announced to the public at large that they were going to have out their final report by the end of October. I asked the council to commission their own report in November, and since that time, the HSE have been silent in this final report, has been nowhere to be seen. But now, suddenly, when the county council have produced a planning report laying the blame squarely at the door of the HSE, suddenly now what we're hearing is that the report is going to be delayed by a few months. So I think what the HSE would need to consider now is what exactly the county council are saying and issue a very prompt response, because there is going to come a point in time where somebody's going to have to hold their hands up here within the HSE.
If the HSE report is going to be delayed, should the HSE at least come out and explain why there is a delay?
They should, of course, explain why there's a delay. I mean, it's starting to look very obvious to me why there is a delay, because it was always plain enough to be seen from my perspective that the council planners had warned the HSE within the context of the different planning applications that there were flooding risks there, and those risks were ignored. And I think the HSE have known that. They probably knew that September time, October time last year when they were talking about bringing out a final report. But since it's been made obvious to them that I, for one anyway, am going to be questioning whatever report they put out this time, I think they've delayed it since, and if they're going to delay it now, they would need to give some good reasons.